This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Over the past couple of weeks, we have talked about how T-Hack isn't really a dog person, right? Mm.
We've just exposed him for being the fraud that he is.
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
I mean, that's
how he walks around.
Oh, my fraud.
Because you walk, you do the like big brown eyes and like, oh, look at me, I'm so sad and Slacker's mean to me and I'm a good dad and a good husband and a good dad owner.
How does that relate to being a dog person?
No, because he just pretends to be a good person all the way around.
Oh.
And he's not.
Oh.
He's got a facade up.
Yeah.
Like he's Dexter. Sorry, I'm rewatching the series, but it's like, oh, he's a good blood splatter analyst, but like, no, he kills people. And if he could, he'd kill his dogs. I feel, using my therapy words, that T-Hack would kill his dogs.
Just remember that for a little bit here.
Oh boy, okay.
T-Hack, do you feel like you're a wannabe dog person? Like you grew up without him.
Oh my God, if you flip this around to me in some way, I'm going to hurt. Okay, good.
No.
Okay.
Like a wannabe?
Do you mean? Would you want to get your own dog? Because the dogs that you have, you don't claim them as your own. Would you want your own?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I've had them. My dogs are now 10 years old. So we've had them for 10 years. I had no dogs my entire life. We never had pets. And then my wife got the two chihuahuas, to recap everyone, 10 years ago while we first started dating. I was in California during an internship. She got them while I was gone. So I came back. They were already like, here's your new kids. So I had to meet them, and we had lots of lovely years together. They were great. We used to walk all the time. And
they're still alive, by the way.
They are still alive, yes.
So you'd know it.
We had lots of great time with them, and then we had children, and they didn't take very well to the children, and they... So then there was a rift in our relationship.
There's definitely a rift, yeah.
Yeah, and so then it just... They chose their path. I've chosen mine.
So here's the thing.
We see each other in the hallway every once in a while.
Bob.
So I recently dog sat for T-Hack. His dogs love me. We get along great. But I noticed something. There is not a single picture in their house of their dogs anywhere. They used to have these big framed ones on the staircase that A-Hack took. They were beautiful.
Sorry.
One more?
I've got a few more in me. Hold on. This is shocking news.
A-Hack took these wonderful pictures of Beamer and Bentley that just like perfectly encompassed their personalities. They were on the staircase. What is left? A little sliver around, like dust is there, but you could see where the pictures used to be. They're gone.
You've erased.
No wonder the dogs don't feel welcomed there.
They are gone. There's a reason why they're gone. I was wondering if you would notice that those pictures are gone, because they were big pictures.
There's not a reason why they're gone. Other than you just being a facade.
Answer in the world of why they're gone, actually.
You've broken your wife down into going, honey, do we really need to look at the dogs while we go upstairs? When we already hate them when we look at them in real life?
In fact,
what if I set up a whole plastic kill room for the dogs?
This illustrates entirely our love for the dogs, actually. Because Aaron can speak. We've lived in multiple houses, right? Those pictures that were very prominently placed in our apartment, like right when you walked in, two dogs. They're huge pictures. They're at least 2x3 feet. Like they're big portraits of the dogs.
Okay.
We were dog people. They slowly, as we moved, they got demoted, I guess you could say.
To like staircase, bathroom.
So then they were the staircase. So for a while,
I looked everywhere. I was like, are they hiding in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Where
the furnace is, like leaned up against something?
No, in fact, they were so big at one point that it was kind of weird when you walked in and you were just like, whoa, okay, dogs, got it. Like they're in your face.
No, but people who love dogs.
Right.
People who genuinely love dogs.
As we did.
Pretending to love
sure,
dogs.
As we did.
You did not. You just
we genuinely
loved say
them.
Out loud you never loved them.
Why no, are you talking in past tense?
They are still alive. I walked them this morning. And I loved it.
No, you didn't.
I loved
you walk your son and the dogs are a byproduct of it.
I love the time with my son.
Oh my God,
so
you're evil.
What happened to the dog portraits was they were on the little ledge on the stairs going down to the basement. And we had the windows open and a breeze rolled in and one fell.
Oh,
and the
no.
frame broke. So now we have a broken frame and then we have just Beamer's. It was Bentley's picture that broke. So what do we do? Now we leave. So we could
get
we
another just, frame.
It's not a high priority thing for us. We're thinking about remodeling that area.
So
opportunities presented itself.
You're going to ride this out until the dogs are dead. And then you're going to be like, now I don't have to put them up. Or will you build a wall in effigy? Like when they're
like
dead.
Like a shrine?
Yeah.
No, a shrine.
I have
no,
a shrine to Mojo.
Do you really?
Yes. I have his final paw print.
Okay.
And then some pictures of him. And then he loved, like his favorite toy was the squirrel. Like with the squeakers in the tail and the squeakers in the head and the squeaker in the middle. And you would throw, I mean, I could throw it upstairs and he'd run all the way upstairs and bring it back down. And we'd do it like 3,000 times. In fact, that was the last thing we did. We were throwing the squirrel. Anyway, one of our, one of the women who watched our kids bought us a replica of the squirrel, like on a keychain. It was
that's
super,
so
super short. So that's it. I've got a shadow box with his final paw print and a squirrel and a couple pictures of the kids playing with him. And it's pictured prominently with all of our family photos on the breakfast nook wall. Mm. And I feel like you, T-Hack, are just riding it out. Like, I don't think there'll be a shrine at
all. He's ready to make a bonfire
100%.
And just toss him in.
Well, they're huge pictures. They're not. They're giant. They're not like a little tiny thing.
So you don't
so they're
think,
harder to replace.
You don't think Leo's going to want to like walk by and remember his childhood dogs when they've passed? Like a little tiny shrine with the little tiny paw prints and
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we will do that. I don't. Why am I taking heat for something I haven't even done? Aaron's right. They're still alive.
Yeah, but you haven't done anything about
that
it
way.
While they're still alive. Get another picture frame.
Why? I don't know that they can look up that high. They're chihuahuas. They can't even see it anyway.
Pick them up on the way up the stairs. So
show them.
No. We've had those for years. Okay. For literally like 6 years we had those pictures. And then one broke like very recently.
Okay. If you would like two prints of dogs you don't know to prominently display them in your home,
we
please
have the same
text
prints
in.
On a coffee mug too. I'll have you know.
Where are the coffee mugs?
In the cabinet with the other mugs.
Are they in the front of the cabinet or the back of the cabinet?
They're on the dusty side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were just talking about how T-Hack is a liar. He's a facade. He's not actually a dog person.
Very nice thing.
I'm not. I was attacked by a dog when I was younger. I never had dogs growing up. As pets, they weren't allowed because my parents grew up on a farm. Animals are for outside. So were children. So was eating. Like, we just did a lot outside.
Long story longer, despite the fact that you're trying to defend yourself, mm-hmm. what it's made me realize, T-Hack, the fact that Aaron exposed you as being a fraud.
No.
When it comes to that.
No, I think.
No, she did.
No.
What else we learned is that she found this out while house sitting at your house.
Yes. Yeah.
While dog sitting slash house sitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which means that if you've hired Aaron as your house sitter slash dog sitter, I'm looking at you, buddy Chad. She's rifled through all your crap.
I haven't.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
No,
you
I do
have.
Not.
I had you watch my house one time.
Yeah.
I don't know what you saw. Tell me what you saw.
Nothing.
Liar.
No, because
did you get into the one room?
The one room?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is. So
oh, you'd
no.
know what it was if you got into it.
Exactly. So I didn't.
You are, oh my God, you really are a good actress.
I'm not acting.
You got, so what did you see when you got in there?
I don't know what room you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, you do. You know exactly.
No.
What rooms did you go into while you were in my house?
Garage, kitchen.
Where'd you sleep?
I didn't. Because at the time, I don't know if I can say her name. There was someone else helping. We like tag teamed it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. She yeah. spent the night.
Yeah. Mm.
Besides, at Slacker's house, you can't even make it to a bedroom before
easy,
you,
Tiger. Before
you need to stop and rest.
There are Sherpas to get yeah. you to your...
I'm surprised you made it to the kitchen from the garage. It's
I mean, it's big.
Hall.
It's not that big. Yeah, so you're saying when you... Because like you,
no,
you said, yes. and I quote, when you didn't see the photos of the dogs, you searched everywhere.
By search everywhere, I just mean look on the walls. And so when I... I'm not like digging. I'm not like going through storage rooms. So I will go into rooms to look on the floor to make sure that a dog didn't have an accident. That is the only snooping, quote unquote, that I do. But it's just part of
dog
sitting.
Well, my buddy Chad texted me and said all of his drawers were open.
His is different. No. I did have to go through his drawers because I needed a Band-Aid and I couldn't
find
him.
He didn't actually say that, but you admitted that you went through his drawers.
Because I needed a Band-Aid.
And then why were you going through like drawers? Like you went through drawers that would never have a Band-Aid.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Well, Chad's got good stuff, I would guess.
Yeah, Chad as a medical device salesman probably had...
I don't know. I only went through where I thought.
Equipment.
No.
I don't know. I'm not really on board with these accusations. Aaron's always done a lovely job for us.
You yeah. try to keep her in the employ of other people. Why? God. Like,
yeah. I think she's fine. And we always tell her, make yourself at home.
You don't mean it.
I do. Yeah,
like when you've
I
had
do.
A boyfriend and he says, make yourself at home. Did you sleep in their bed?
Like... actual yes but not the other because I feel like it's disrespectful. I can't.
So then where did you boink?
Like we didn't
the counter?
No, nowhere. I feel like it's disrespectful.
If you're house sitting for somebody, you're allowed to boink in their house.
Yeah, absolutely. You are
But would you want her to boink in your bed?
Yeah, why wouldn't? That's where you do the boinking, right?
But or would you rather have her boink in the spare bedroom?
Well, my house isn't quite like yours, Slacker.
We don't have a spare bed.
Don't what's all?
We're all full up. The hack house.
Oh, that's right, because you have two kids now.
Yep, we're busting at the seams. But
like, then, like,
I barely have a room.
Let me just say, like, I don't even have a girlfriend. But if you invited me to house sit, I would definitely boink in your house. I'd bring home.
I would assume
a relations yeah. worker.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Show him where your secret key is.
They know the address.
Give him the garage code. No, but I mean, and I would also go through your medicine cabinets probably. Just to, like, I'm not going to tell you that. I think it's crazy to say, knowing who Aaron is. Like, if, as we've interviewed people to work on this show, or we get a text from somebody who's kind of a troll who texts us, within 14 seconds, she's like, her name is blah, she works at blah, she lives at blah. Like, you're a curious person, and you get to the bottom of things.
Yeah.
So you're saying that curiosity is whoop-pong, completely cut off.
Boundaries.
The second we walk into...
I rarely...
What?
I never... like invite people over. It's very rare that I do that because I would feel so incredibly guilty if something were to happen, if something were to break, if just I can't.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Whenever Aaron does dog sit or house sit or whatever for us, we never really talk about it afterwards. I'm just like, hey, whatever you did, it's cool.
Just
like,
keep doing it.
Like, yeah, keep doing it. It's worked. Like the dogs are alive. The house is still there.
I have one little weird house sitting scenario to run by you. My buddy had a friend house sitting at his house last week.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got home, the friend was like, I did your laundry. Too far?
Is it like clothing?
Yes.
That might be, I don't know. Cause it depends. Cause when I'm I stayed in T-Hack and A-Hack's bed. Wash the sheets after because that's just what you do.
And we put clean sheets on before we left. So she was ready. And then it was very nice. Yeah, we opened the dryer. So we're like, oh, she washed the sheets. Okay, we're good.
Oh, you left the sheets in there rather than put them back on.
Well, those are the extra ones.
Oh,
so I did put on the other ones, but I didn't know where the clean ones go. So I just left them in there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, but if she washed your underwear, if you came home and your underwear were all folded...
Yeah, I would fake it. If I had to like take them out to like do the sheets,
why would you be taking his underwear out?
These look like they've been sniffed. I can feel it.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.